Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and maybe your NCAA basketball bracket got busted over the weekend, but luckily, WNYC's one and only bracket lives on. Perhaps you're familiar with the Bodega Cat Bracket Project. We've been asking you to submit your pictures as we try to find New York City's best kitty that lives in a corner store. Now it's time for the next round, and here to talk about the project, and believe it or not, some actual reporting he's done about bodega cats, is Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Evergon. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Brian.
Do you have any sense of how many bodega cats there are in New York City?
It's a tough question. For some reason, are you a bodega cat, yes or no, did not end up on the last census in New York City. So, you know, we had the sort of estimate. I think there are about 11,000 bodegas in New York. That's also a really tough number to find.
But does that include 7-Elevens?
It's unclear. This is actually a really contested number. But the closest I found was, 11,000 or so. And there's no way to know how many bodega cats there are in those bodegas, but we've spoken to a lot of people. Most of the people we've talked to through this project know of at least one bodega cat near them. So I'd say they're very familiar to New Yorkers. I mean, I would rank them on the ecosystem of animals in New York below subway rats, but, above those whales that wander into the Gowanus Canal.
More than the whales, fewer than the rats. To be sure, did you see that article in the Times over the weekend about people on the Upper West Side not being able to start their cars because rats are getting into the engines?
I don't know if there are more of those or more bodega cats, but maybe we need trunk cats. Maybe that's our next project.
To balance out the under-the-hood rats. Right, exactly. All right, listeners, anyone out there want to add to the bodega cat discussion? Maybe you're a bodega owner and want to talk about why you have a cat in your store, or perhaps you're a customer who wants to talk up your local bodega cat or talk it down. Any vets listening? Later we'll talk about a vet who reached out to us with his concerns about the health of bodega cats. But the phones are open, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And a note to bodega owners, since there are some legal issues here, you can call anonymously if you would like. We're not trying to out any specific owner with this project. But owners, customers, neighbors, dogs, mice, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And here's the pretty basic question, Jody. Are bodega cats illegal?
I'm surprised you're not familiar with Article 81, Section 25 of the New York City Health Code, Brian. But yes, they are.
I only got up to Section 18 in my bedtime reading last night.
But yes, it says no live animal shall be kept, housed, or permitted to enter into or remain in any food service establishment. This section shall not apply to edible fish, crustacea, mollusks, or fish in aquariums. So unless you're planning on disguising your bodega cat as a lobster or something, you are risking the fact that, yes, bodega cats are illegal.
And do you know what the fine for having an animal in a bodega is?
Yeah, we reached out to the Department of Health to get some information about this, and the fine structure is actually changing a little bit right now, but the range is about $200 to $350 for each time a violation is cited. There's a little bit of a range there depending, I guess, as they put it, on the extent of the violation.
So $250, $300 for having a cat in your bodega. I'm curious how that compares to the fine for having a rat. Or a mouse.
So funny you should ask. It's just about the same. So there's this sort of weird symmetry there. And I think that's a calculus that a lot of bodega owners are making. There was a piece in the Times a few years ago about bodega owners, and some of them were quoted. And some of the ones I spoke to sort of said the same thing. The fine for vermin, rodents, is about the same as the fine for a cat. And if the cat is your most effective method for deterring mice and rats, then maybe it's worth it. And we just don't, we just don't know how many fines are given out for cats in bodegas. It's just a hard thing to find.
Are any? I mean, is this something that the city cares to enforce at all?
Right. So again, we asked this of the Department of Health, and they didn't provide us with any firm numbers, but they did confirm what I suspected, which is that there are more rodent violations than live animal violations. I get the feeling that there are not that many live animal violations, and the owners that I spoke to, said that they've never gotten a fine for this. When inspectors come, they're not actively asking about cats. But again, you know, this is a lot of this is sort of anecdotal.
And not that many fines given for having beached whales in your stores, no doubt. Paul in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Do I understand you're a health inspector?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And while I you know, I do see a lot of cats out there, I'm not too and while the law does indicate that there are no animals in the store, the cat also prevents the excessive, what do you call it, application of toxins and poisons, which usually store owners that don't have a cat will depend on the exterminators, which is a very hard job. You know, most at any store is going to get mice. From my experience, doesn't matter how well they put it together, there's always something, unless they're very, very, they make sure they cover every hole and every possible entrance.
So you see the bodega cats as a relatively clean alternative for keeping the rodent population down. Do you think, as a health inspector, that the bodega cats present any health risks themselves?
Well, supposedly, you know, people are, dander is an allergen, and so it would affect people who are allergic to cats. And that's, I think, the main argument, that there are people with allergic reactions to cats. Of course, cats, you know, they have their mind of their own. So when there's nobody in the store, what are they doing? It's another question as to, you know, the equipment, the food processing equipment, and the food in some cases. But, yeah. I mean, if they learned how to control that, it probably would help, you know.
Jody?
Well, I'm just curious if you've ever actually given any fines or know of any of your colleagues who have.
Well, we don't determine fines, the inspectors, but I have heard from people that they have received a fine for when I put the cat down.
But you would determine whether someone receives a violation, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And do you give them four bodega cats, just the presence of bodega cats?
I do. I write it down when they have feces cat boxes, that are full of feces, which is an attractant to flies.
So that's your standard.
Yeah, if they're very sloppy about their cat, or if a cat is found interacting with the food, which I've had that happen, you know, where I found a cat eating the meat in a display or doing something else like that. Yeah, they're going to be cited for that.
Paul, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. So, Jody Evergan, what about bodega cats themselves? Did you talk to owners about where they get the cats, what kind of life they lead, whether they control for their cat's desire to go eat the meat and things like that?
I will say a lot of bodegas keep their litter box in the basement, and the cats sort of live this downstairs, upstairs life, and sometimes they even wander outside. But yeah, I spoke to a number of owners, and I actually have a clip of someone who works in a bodega. This guy's name is Murat. He works in his family's bodega in my neighborhood. And here he is describing their cat, Jesse. And I threw in a little audio of Jesse purring at the end of this clip, too.
You want to know about her color?
Yeah, tell me.
She got yellow and white. Like, not yellow, it's gold, almost like that. Like, she got spots, a circle on her body. The rest is white.
So that's me petting Jessie, and she's not the most vocal, but she's very cute. She purrs, and she's been there a couple years in this bodega. She came off the street, but she's pretty independent. They have, you know, food in the basement, but she goes out onto the street, hangs around. In the pictures we've been getting, we notice that bodega cats have a wide range of activity. Some of them hang out on the ATM. Some of them hang out on the sack of rice. The New York Post stand seems to be a particularly attractive place for bodegas to sleep. So they're very diverse.
And I think Jesse likes you. Is there any way of knowing whether bodega cats are healthy?
Right. So this is the big question. We started out this project because we wanted to see cute pictures of bodega cats. And about 2 days in, I got a call from Ted Wiener, and he's a vet at the Gotham Animal Clinic. And he was not actually very thrilled with our project. So I called him back and I asked him what his concerns were. And let's take a listen to his response.
There are a few things that are concerned. One is that, you know, the cats that are being brought in are shown to be adorable and cute, but no one sees that cat stuck in the basement or the cat that hasn't been cared for or fed the appropriate way, not being neutered, food, environmental condition. I mean, these cats, no one knows whatever happens to these cats.
So, you know, that's one vet's take. He heard about our project, gave us a call. He's been a vet for 35 years, and he said he's never seen a bodega owner bring a cat into his practice. And granted that, you know, that's just one vet, but I think it's a reminder that our project to gather these pictures is an inherently skewed sample, right? What cat are you going to take a picture of? It's the one that's friendly, that's healthy, that you have a good relationship with. So
is there
a
conflict of interest even, or a paradox that if bodega cats are healthy and well-fed, then they're not going to be going after the mice?
Right. So a lot of people have asked this over the course of this project, which is, you know, if you have a happy bodega cat, what's their incentive to be looking for mice? And the Department of Health actually, in their statement to us, said that, you know, they said, we haven't done any surveys, but most cats found in food establishments are too well fed to be effective mousers, which I didn't realize was a word. But
mousers. I think it might be with soft S, Mousers.
Mousers, really?
I think they may say Mousers. I'm not sure. But right. This is one for a follow-up on our website. Anybody wants to pronounce Mousers for us with the S or the Z sound, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, even though we could just look it up. But I've also thought, and maybe this is just a misconception that I have, that even cats who aren't hungry will go after mice just for the sport, the kill.
That's right. And the owners that I talked to said that. You know, they said, even though this cat is well-fed, we still have found it an effective deterrent. And I think our caller earlier was getting to a little bit of that, which is, you know, your bodega is in a closed ecosystem. There's mice that can move in from other buildings. So as much, you know, pest control as you do within your walls, sometimes having a mouse, a rat, a cat patrolling that that perimeter is a really good method. And I did ask Ted, our vet, about this, and he had a response, which was not – he wasn't buying it.
I mean, the question is, just because a cat might be able to deter a mouse from entering a food establishment, I am sure there are other ways of doing it as well. This is the year 2014. There's lots of traps for mice. There's lots of way of getting rid of mice other than having a cat.
Let's hear from some customers of bodegas with bodega cats. I think they're all over the map here. John in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, John. What's your experience?
Hi, Leonard. Well, actually, mine is not...
I'll say hi to Leonard for you, but go ahead.
Oh, mine is not the... In Manhattan, yeah, mine's not the cat that you see, but the cat that you smell. In fact, I live in Chelsea, and there's one particular bodega that I generally avoid, except on occasion when it's the only one open, because you walk in there, and the smell of cat urine is overpowering. And I've noticed that at a bunch of bodega cats. I think the main thing is usually it's a male cat that's spraying, but it just smells like, I can't understand that they can even keep the place open, but I guess some people don't identify it as cat urine.
John, thank you very much. You would think it was bad for business, and the owner would have the self-interest to do something about that. Kenny in Bed-Stuy are on WNYC. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good. You have a local cat in your local bodega?
Yeah. You know, basically, I just thought, I'm allergic to cats, by the way. And, you know, if I had to choose between mice, rats, and cats, I'm going to choose a cat. You know, and just from my experience living in a brownstone, I have neighbors above, neighbors below who had cats. So guess where the mice ran to? My apartment.
You have to get a cat.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm allergic, though, so I can't, you know. But
I'm allergic, too.
I like to see the bodega cats. It makes sense. And despite what your guest said, it's very, very hard to get rid of mice without alternative methods. So they're so smart. They figure things out, how to avoid traps. They jump right over those blue traps.
So another argument for the cats.
They're very smart.
Kenny, thank you very much. I'm allergic to cats, dude. The one time I tried to have it, I got a cute little six-week-old kitten. I thought it was going to be the easy. My eyes swelled up. I had to get rid of it in a week. Bob on Staten Island, bodega cat story?
It's not necessarily a bodega cat story. It's not allergies. It's asthma. My daughter is severely asthmatic, as to the point when she goes to school, she has to put her coat into a separate cubicle away from all the other children's coats. She cannot visit anybody's house who has an animal. She will have an asthma attack the night if she's in a room where a cat or a dog or any sort of animal has been in.
So can you take her into any stores?
Well, they're not supposed to be in stores. That's the point. So when I walk in, I don't have bodegas in my neighborhood, but if I go into a Pathmark and you see, you know, the animals in the shopping cart or just to point out, when my daughter was unable to talk, she was, you know, 2 years old, she would have asthma attacks all the time until we found out that it was the animals causing it.
So do you want enforcement of bodega cat laws for the sake of asthmatic children?
I guess I would, it could be very scary, especially if there's a child who can't speak and will have an asthma attack at night.
Bob, thank you. Mike in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, I'm outreach for the Feral Cat Initiative, the Mayor's Alliance for Animals, and we find that with no law, well, actually the law against having cats in the establishment, the approach of the Department of Health inspectors is as varied as the care for each individual bodega. We've helped people to vaccinate and spay and neuter their cats in the bodegas. We go in and offer to do it because often unwanted litters of cats end up being put down at animal control. But the point I wanted to make is that if they did control it, you know, they would have a source of revenues. We could say that your cat in your bodega has to come from an animal control center. It will be neutered and vaccinated for rabies. And then you have to maintain a clean area separate from the food. And they could be fined on that basis. And there would be a source of revenue. And there wouldn't be this catch-22 where the owner is fined both for having a cat and for having rat feces or a problem. We get a lot of calls, not they get fined for the cat, but they're told to get rid of the cat.
So,
and we get calls saying, please help us place this cat. We don't want to put it down, but the health inspector has told us we have to get rid of it.
So with your fundamental concern being the health and welfare of the cats, in the grand scheme of things, would you say these cats are generally better off than the majority of cats? Of feral cats, they at least have an owner and they're at least fed, right?
There are some wonderful instances. However, I did go down into the basement of one. I saw a cat chained up in a filthy washroom because they were so afraid that the health inspector would come by that they chained the cat up all day long, and then they just let it out on the overnight hours when no one was in the store. And as soon as they came in, I must confess, I jerked the chain, I put that cat under my coat, and I walked out with it. Mm-hmm. But my fear is they went out and just got another one.
Mike, thank you very much for chiming in. And WNYC, Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Avergan, who did this bodega cat reporting for us. Our fun March Madness bracket story, and we still have the bodega cat photo brackets going, turned into this pretty serious concern that people have that you kind of discovered.
Right. And, this is public radio. We are we're comfortable living in the shades of gray around comfortable issues, around complicated issues. So, you know, I think I do look at these pictures a little differently now, but that doesn't mean that the cats aren't still super cute. And I do remain convinced that in the grand scheme of things, these cats have a better life than a lot of the cats you see on the street. I mean, I walk to my bodega, I see four stray cats, and then I get to the bodega and I see Jesse, who is, you know, compared to them, has a house.
So they're down to the final four in the actual college basketball tournament. What's the next step? How can people vote in our bodega cat brackets?
Right. So here's where we stand. We've taken all the pictures that were submitted and built this really great voting tool. Basically, you go to our site and you're shown a picture of a bodega cat and maybe a little description if someone submitted it. And you swipe left to vote a cat down and swipe right to vote a cat up. It's very visual. It works great on mobile. And it's kind of like the Tinder for cats.
Jody Avergan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It is opening day of the baseball season, and coming up next, we'll talk to one of the game's greatest umpires, who, among many other things, is going to tell us why he once cried on the field because of cheating. Stay with us.